Englanti 2006.
Listening comprehension. Text A. How embarrassing. You will hear three young persons telling about something that happened to them. You will hear each incident once only. Answer the questions in your mother tongue right after each story. But first, read questions 1, 2, 3 and 4. One.
You'll never guess what happened to me yesterday. It was my grandmother's birthday, and I wanted to surprise her with some flowers. So I bought her 10 lovely yellow roses from the shop round the corner, and walked to her place just a couple of blocks away. When I got there, I felt so energetic that instead of taking the elevator up to the fourth floor, I decided to climb up the stairs. I rang the doorbell and waited. After a little while, an old lady opened the door. Only it wasn't my grandma, but her upstairs neighbour, Mrs. Green. There I was, standing at her doorstep with a bunch of roses in my hand. Guess what I did? I handed the roses to her and thanked her for being such a nice neighbour to my granny. But then, of course, I had to go down to my grandma without a birthday surprise. I just pretended I didn't remember her birthday. And since my granny is such a nice person, she didn't mention anything about it either. Instead, she served me some coffee and cupcakes, which she obviously had prepared for any surprised guests.
Answer questions 1, 2, 3 and 4. Then read questions 5 and 6. Two.
I was standing in the queue at the record shop when some guys behind me started giggling. How childish, I thought, and ignored them. In a while, one of them handed me a note saying, "My name is Chris and I love Sarah Perkins in my class." I realised that my funny little brother had played a trick on me again. Then it slowly dawned on me that I had been walking around the mall for hours. You can believe me that back home the little devil got what he deserved.
Now answer questions 5 and 6. Read questions 7 and 8. Three.
After my workout last Friday night, I was waiting for Mum to pick me up outside the gym. When I saw a blue car pulling in, I started waving and ran to her. It wasn't until I reached the car window that I realised my mum was actually a gorgeous-looking guy with long blonde hair. I blushed scarlet and ran back in as fast as I could.
Answer questions 7 and 8. Then read questions 9 and 10. Four.
Actually, something even worse happened to my best friend, Susie, the other day. My friends and I were catching the bus back home after a shopping spree downtown. There was one just pulling out, so Susie hopped on it, thinking that we were right behind her. But we weren't. So she had to hop back off again. The trouble was that the bus was already going quite fast. Much to the amusement of the passers-by, she ended up on her bottom in a puddle left in the street after some heavy showers earlier on. Her jeans and all the shopping bags were wet through. And we were all roaring with laughter. But only after seeing that she was not injured.
Finally, answer questions 9 and 10.